Hey, Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumbe, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumbe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumbe. And it's that time of the evening that we discuss business, we discuss economy, we discuss strategy, we discuss policies and everything that affects our bread and butter. And it's quite, it's very interesting, particularly when we are here from the hour of 6 until 7 in the evening. This is a platform that we encourage constructive criticism. And today we'll be speaking about scenario planning. We'll be speaking about scenario planning. We'll look at the scenario of what if things do not go according to the plan, to say what is the advantage of economic scenario planning, and also how can it help us to survive, particularly in the world of unpredictability, in terms of economic alliance, in terms of source of commodity supply, and also in terms of friendship, particularly when it comes to issues of trade and geopolitics. And before we go to that conversation, before we go deep into that conversation, I was listening to Parliament today, and you are getting a picture that parliamentarians, they are up in their game, and it's a very interesting debate. And I'm seeing that when it comes to budget appropriation bill, it's moving slowly, but it's also moving, a direction to say it's going to be passed soon, looking at how things are happening. But there is an interesting debate. I was listening to the debate, particularly on petroleum amendment bill. And you really see that parliamentary researchers are doing their job. You really see that the debate is so intensified. And you can also see the art of debate and reasoning, especially when it's coming to petroleum amendment bill, to say when it comes to the bill, how is it going to work out? Is it going to be done? It's going to be completed until forever? Or is only going to happen with the current administration? It's giving the power to the president, particularly in dealing with the issues of oil. However, on top of that, you also have Director General there, and the Deputy Director General, and you also have the power of the minister, and we are talking about wealth of the nation, we are talking about oil and gas, talking about the critical element, and the debate is so intensified, especially looking at those circumstances. But what is happening before we go to the main conversation for today. It's a debate in the case of Sterling to say Namibia has rejected the application of Sterling service to operate in Namibia. It's a company operated by the richest men on earth, or owned by the richest men on earth. And you start also to see that when it comes to CREN, when it comes to also Ministry of Information, Communication and Technology, you realize to say authority is authority. If you comply, you comply. If you don't comply, then authority deals with you. But I want you to listen just shortly, especially from what Communication Regulatory Authority have said. I've seen that BBC has reported that Starlink was rejected without any explanation. However, there is short explanation to say why Starlink is not operating in Namibia. What are the danger of that network services, but we also be able to see that when it comes to ownership, there's also a debate based on that to say what is the level of local ownership, especially operating in Namibia. So let us listen shortly, particularly from CREN, then we can continue with the conversation.
The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia, CREN, has concluded its assessment of Starlink's license application and resolved to decline it. While the applicant met criteria relating to competition, technical and financial capacity, and frequency availability, it failed to meet key requirements on ownership, national security, and compliance history. CREN noted concerns regarding 100% foreign ownership, lack of local presence, and prior regulatory contraventions. As a result, the application did not meet the legal requirements under the Communications Act. The authority reaffirmed its commitment to enabling innovation and expanding connectivity, while ensuring full compliance with Namibia's regulatory and national interest framework.
Yeah, that is what's happening. That is what's happening in Namibia. That is what is happening. And looking at that content, then that will bring us to the content of our conversation, especially when today we are looking at scenario planning, and also to say what is the necessity of scenario planning in national development. And those who draft institutional strategic plans will be able to understand that there are various tools that leaders use, there are various tools that pace setters use, especially when it comes to planning for development and also planning for, you know, advancement of a country, planning a project, because there is always a possibility, there is always a scenario. That's why there are always a lot of scenarios that leaders should embark on before we get into the aspect of us complaining about circumstances. Let me give you an example. There have always been a reason for underperformance or not performing, for not delivering on a manifesto, or not achieving what you intend to achieve. Either it's from a government, either it's from a private sector, either it's from an SOE, and also CSOs. One of the things that happen is that there is always an external force that is being blamed. Let me give you an example. Let's take a pace between 2015 and 2025, for example. Look at our intention, look at the government plans, and look at the achievement of those intentions. Then, in the reporting phase, either you read, either it's central bank, either it's government, either it's project leaders, in the reporting phase, there's always an issue to say, you know, we had this good intention of implementing this project, however, you know, there was drought, my brother. There was drought. We could have done better. Or we were supposed to do this, but, you know, there was a flood. But next year, really, I'm going to do this. Okay. Then that happened. Then there's always a reason to say, you know what, we could have done that. It's only that we also caught up by COVID-19. Then the reason continue and continue. Then after COVID-19, we say, no, I think problems have gone. After COVID-19... then, you know, there was a global disruption because of the war in Ukraine and Russia. That's why the concept of scenario planning came in to say, why does it matter? Let's go to a short commercial break, then we can come back shortly.
Celebrate Namibia's Independence Month with amazing deals at Exodus Investment CC. Get solar lights for just $100 Namibian. We also stock CCTV Wi-Fi cameras, TV mounts, DSTV and GoTV satellite TV accessories, plus replacement remotes for TVs, air conditioners and many other electronic accessories only at Exodus Investment CC. Visit us today at Shop 7 Blockchain Shopping Center in Katutura next to Bank Bentuk. We are open daily, including public holidays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for your convenience. Call or WhatsApp 081-31-91-395 and find us on social media. Exodus Investment CC, your trusted store for quality electronics and accessories. Hurry! Our Independence Special runs until the 30th of April 2026. And remember, Exodus Investment CC. We courier countrywide. Call us now.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of...
Yeah, that is, you know, what is happening, particularly from Exodus. And when I was indicating to say every day, every year, when we look and ask the question of accountability, there's always an external force. There's always an external reason. then we can come to 2024 to say, why is what I've been planning in 2023 is not implemented in 2024? There is always an aspect, you know, there was drought, and because there was drought, we could not achieve what we want. There is issue for climate change. And you ask yourself a question to say, what is the necessity of planning something that cannot reach a target of 70% or 50%? And then that is where we are coming in today to say, we must look at the possibilities of things don't go well. And, you know, I was at the Ministry of Environment today. They were having a consultative, consultative engagement, particularly in the review of, Namibia tourism policy. Then I realized to say, through the presentation, they are interlinked, you know, institution and, OMAS in implementing one's policy, particularly in tourism. You have intention, but you realize to say you have a lot of implementing institutions. Then there is always a question of cohesion, particularly when it comes to that aspect. Now, in reviewing that old policy, one must also be able to look at why what was intended was not achieved. Was there a lack of scenario planning? And let me give you an example. Nobody have expected Namibia to be downgraded to a lower middle income country. Nobody expected that. But somebody should have thought about that to say, is it only a downgrade, or we should think about another plan that we can do? And there are also those people who think when somebody think about the possibility of negative thing to happen, it's not the right thing. But believe me, you, in the world of unpredictability, a lot of things have happened globally, continentally, and also domestically. But one will also be able to see that with a lack of scenario planning and understanding the possibility of uncertainties to come, a lot of countries have suffered. But one must also ask a question, for example, in the current world where we are, where US, Iran, Israel, they are continuing to hit each other, regardless of us having reserves that we can rely on for the next 2 months, one must also ask a critical question. Also to say, in planning of utilization of those reserves, what if they will continue for the next 9 months? What if the destruction in the state of Hormuz continue for the next 9 months? What backup plan do we have? And I'm always giving this example. I think it's a very good example to say, what if tomorrow when we wake up, South Africa decided not to trade with us? Because South Africa does not need us more than we need South Africa in terms of trade. Just an example. What if tomorrow, due to the global changes, South Africa suffer another tariffs, or the relationship with USA becomes so, worse as it has always been deteriorating? How are we going to survive in that aspect? And the scenario planning can still continue to say, what if the price of uranium have changed, or Canada become priority number one to China? What are we going to do? What if, we go to July and we do not have enough data on how the progress of, National Youth Fund? What would happen? Are we going to continue with the plan that is there, or do we have a backup plan? And the aspect of scenario planning, if you look at the basic definition, is a strategic tool that is used to navigate uncertainty by creating detailed, and also, a space for the near future. Because in Namibia, I don't blame those who draft positive and ambitious goal. I blame those who clap hands even before we move one steps. There are people who clap hands because a well-intended plan was launched. But for you to move from that launch to reach the end, you don't only need to follow what is on the plane, you also need to survive what is on the ground. And that's why we are saying, whether it's students, whether it's, you know, professionals, there must always be an aspect of not only strategic planning, but scenario planning, because life may look one line, but there is always changes, there is always interventions. There are people who wanted to graduate, good intention, good IQ, but something happened that they did not plan about. No backup plan, life shock, never recover. There are good leaders who came with good intentions, plan very well, but when it comes to the field, stakeholders are not behaving. Then a person decided to say, no, I'm just going to leave. Because this individual did not anticipate the possibility of challenges, the possibility of breaking of relations. And when it comes to the aspect of the economy, we must also be able to apply the tool of scenario planning to say, in the economy that we spoke so much for the past 10 years about, you know, diversification of the economy, what can we do in a situation that our main commodities that have continued to dominate, you know, the top five exports, apart from diamond moving from the top to the last, in terms of top five, we always have almost the same commodities, and we spoke almost the same language, because if you studied very well and you look at speeches. And I don't want to tell you something that you cannot prove. I want you to take an inauguration speech of Tate Geingob. Take the statement from any ministry during 2015 administration. Then you take the pace may be differ, the sound may be differ, but the intention is the same. That's why. In most cases, when you look at, you know, there was one guy who was speaking about our Namibian economy to say, guys, we have spoke so well about technical terms of the economy, but at the beginning of the year, we did not actually understand that what happened in 2025 was a bit, not really worse, but we did not grow. Although we have managed to a bit stabilize, we did not achieve most of our goals that we wanted to achieve. And coming into that context to say, in the current situation where there is a lot of external forces, how able are our scenario planning? How are our backup plan? What will happen if, you know, ministries continue to return finance back to treasury. Looking at, and you can also apply scenario planning, looking at the way the debate is going in parliament. Say, when the parliament is read, and I was, you know, I was amazed when Professor Job stood up and asked to say, when the bill is being read for the second time, do we really understand what is happening? We are just following procedure. Which to me is quite a very good thing to say. With the budget appropriation bill is moving slowly but very fast. Compared to other bills, when you look at petroleum amendment bill, you realize you say the debate is still going on. Rock horns. The scenario can also go: what if 2026 National Assembly continue to or just pass budget appropriation bill? What will happen? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. It's not a negative view. It's a possibility to say, in terms of that, what would happen for you not to be stressed when you find yourself in that situation? Because if that happened, then it's not only going to reduce our stress, but it's also going to find us other ways of improving. Because as we have always indicated to say, the world is not going to wait for us. We cannot say, no, that the Trump, please stop bombing, stop deploying F-35 in the Middle East. We still have unemployment in Namibia. We depend much on oil from Oman or United Arab Emirates, although we also get some products from Africa. Can you please stop that war? Do you think we have that power? We don't have that power. But the power that we have is the power of planning. one must learn, and people did not see that how it came. One must learn from South Africa. Do you realize that 30% tariff imposition of South Africa did not do anything to South African economy? Did not do anything, because with them, they already thought to say, no. With our relationship with BRICS, with the new leadership that come to United States of America, which is looking at America first, with us being a power player in G20 and also in BRICS, there's a possibility for us to be not only threatened but to be hit economically. That's why they have applied scenario planning. They were not shocked. They have to move to the east and find another way. And it doesn't mean that the east is the one which is good. The thing is about survival. And that should also apply into our planning. You know, when it's always not really stressful, but it's always something that we think of when we are reviewing a plan that was never even came closer to 40% achievement. Then you're asking yourself to say, these guys were just following A, B, C, and D, knowing exactly that life in the boardroom is not life on the ground. So we continue with the conversation. You can engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And the question that we're asking to say is that, in the world of unpredictability, what other economic scenario planning that we can be able to apply, that can be able to save our institution, that can be able to save our country, and also can be able to save our region? And nobody thought that André Rogerine would be airlifted from his own country to nowhere now. Nobody knows where he is, the former president of Madagascar, who was the head of SADC. Nobody knows the shock that SADC would have and its impact. But that is just an example that is given to you. But our main focus today will be able to look at scenario planning in terms of even smaller businesses. Do you know where you are getting your stock from if you are an SME operator, for example? Do you know where you are getting your stock from? Are you getting your stock from a third person, the first person, or you are in a very big chain? What if that there is a disruption? Are your kids going to eat or you are not going to eat? Because scenario planning is not only about bigger institution. It's about, uncertainty that can obviously happen one way or the other, because we are human beings and that is life. I like giving an example. I'm not a supporter of Iran or US or Israel, but I like getting good lessons from what other people are doing. I'm the main supporter of Namibia. But one of the tools that you can also get from this global player is how much they have invested in their planning. But let's go to a short commercial break, then we'll be able to come back.
Your bank would never rush you to authorize a transaction. If you didn't start it, don't approve it. Call 061-299-1200. Bank Windhoek, a member of Capricorn Group.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt!
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tereuri.
You can be able to call us. You can be able to engage us 083-288-401-083-288-401. We are challenging the future with the prediction to say what tools of analysis are we going to use in a situation that the resources that we've been using, in the situation that commodity affected by the price of fuel, the price of oil, what can we do to make sure that we survive on that end? Is that instilled in our strategic planners? Is that instilled also in our leaders, particularly those who are driving developmental project? Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Shonde.
Good evening, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, so yesterday, there are so many outstanding issues that we haven't digested.
Yeah, we will not finish everything. We can speak, we can discuss, we'll not finish everything.
Yes, there are so many important issues that I'm reading in the media.
Mm.
Even when it comes to, especially I read when I speak Abdiraka Amomo in the newspaper, I have to make sure that I read this.
Yeah.
And so what is your question again?
Regarding?
So you were asking the question actually, but the question is, what was the question again that you wanted to discuss?
No, I thought when you come, you were coming from the radio.
Yeah, I came from the radio, but I put it very late.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so you said you were in the military, ne?
Yes.
You are an ex-combatant.
Yes, sir.
Did you have any rank, if I have to ask?
Yeah, I was a platoon commander.
but
I've been a section commander, platoon commander.
Yeah. I think we are borrowing words from militaries, military science. We are speaking about scenario planning in terms of the economy.
What
is the importance of having a scenario planning? Because when you go to battle, you have to think about what if the enemy have a big gun? How can we navigate? How can we get out? Or you just go there like you are going to the kettle.
Yeah,
that's why we are saying the possibility of uncertainty for us not only to rely on blaming to something. There's this thing to say, Ombedihai Mochiti, there's always something. That's why when at some point when our economy did not do well, when we did not create enough employment for our own people, then we say, no, guys, there was economic recession. After that, they can say, no, we are done with economic recession. Then they say, no, guys, the reason we did not do that, there was COVID-19. Then they say, okay, after COVID-19, then no, we couldn't do that because, Russia invaded Ukraine. After that, then we say, no, there is drought, but there is always, in the planning phase, there is always a backup to say, in a situation this thing happened, what can we do? It's not about the risk management, it's about navigating a different way. It's the same question that you can also ask to say, I like giving this example, maybe we find a way to diversify it too, to say, our first commodity in terms of trading is uranium, but we are not the only one who are selling. We are number 3 in the world, but we don't have more than 20% of global uranium, if you have to say that. What if tomorrow our good friend China decided to say, we found a new market, we found a new client, what would you do?
Yeah, it's important. It's a very good scenario that you have mentioned. Yes, it's important that, you know, every kind of special strategic planning and all these other issues, identifying the need and the capability or capacity and all these other things.
Yeah.
And that's why I told you the other time when we were talking about this ground invasion and all these things. And when you look at most of those countries like Iran and those who have gone through some kind of civil war and all these other civil unrest and especially in Afghanistan and all this, even in Iraq.
Yeah.
So those guys, they have gone, they are deploying this guerrilla strategy.
Okay.
So you now have your scenario and you see, identify all those everything and then you deploy the resources. So you deploy the resources, that's an organizational structure now. Now you allocate the resources, just like what you are saying. And you make sure that your logistics is intact. Not like the way the bombs are bombing again in this other one. This is this is interrelated facilities and things like that.
But why did we win a guerrilla warfare that had also much reliance on scenario planning, but we can't apply scenario planning in the economic development of the country?
Why didn't you do what?
Why did we win? Or maybe why did we apply guerrilla warfare successfully before independence, but we can't apply that strategy into the economy?
You can apply.
But why we did not apply that?
No. You know, there's always planning and strategic planning there. It's always there. Identifying the needs, like I said, and all these things, they are there. Maybe the issue of other coordination is also a problem. Because you can maneuver. Just look at what the Prime Minister is saying when it comes to the crisis of housing. And that's where people are now looking at the humanity over profit. And these are the same ways, the same thing that Kabila is talking, Momo is talking about. And he has been talking about all these things.
Yeah.
That's why he even proposed that bargaining, prison, guilty, and all these other things.
Just hold on.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo duto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a...
Sorry. So, sorry, Uncle Buana. And I think those are technical issues. But yeah, looking at our conversation for today, you can call back, you can still call back. And we can communicate, particularly when it comes to scenario planning. And the other thing that I wanted to ask is also that, you know, when we are not investing much into fighting of cybercrime, I know we have the national team within CREN, but we have less investment, we still have less expert than the financial sector. When you are not investing much into that, what if what happened in 2024, December, come at a different rate? because we still have ransomware, international ransomware, that is operating within our country. What if that happened? What is our game plan in terms of that? That is why we need to ask ourselves that question, because the cyber area is one of the most sophisticated and can disrupt your whole economy, particularly in the world where we are. But the question should always to say, if we are not asking ourselves that question, we are not saying we want it to happen. We are saying, what if it happened? Because the possibility for it to happen is very high. What if it happens? What can we do? And we can even go and also maybe add value to our disaster risk management. When I was speaking to Tate Ngorombe from City of Windhoek, he mentioned one very important thing, especially when it comes to risk management, particularly to what happened in Etosha. Because the wildfire in Etosha, that is something that we did not plan for. And it was worse. We fought that fire almost 2 weeks, and it has destroyed the wealth of our natural resources. Then one thing that should be always asked is to say, in terms of that, do we have that investment in risk management enough to make sure that in a situation that our economy is disrupted, then we can be able to respond? And you can apply it to your life. You can apply it to your life also. Scenario planning is also to say, when you are traveling from here to Kiataman, and you did not get enough information about the possibility of that ATM to work, or the possibility of that transaction to go through, what will happen in the situation that you find yourself in trouble? It's like having a backup plan, but in terms of application in the economy, it's working very well. You know, when the report of informality, the diagnostic report of informality was released, everyone was clapping hands, and I still want to meet that lady who was representing the informa economy. It was the representative speak so well to say, guys, we are together. We are coordinating with financial institutions, so we are working together with the government, informa economy, we are going to do this and that. Then just after 2 months, then local authorities and vendors, they rock heads, and I'm asking my question to say, where was that person again? Where was that person again? Did that person understand what was presented? Did he understand? She has a plan of what would happen in the situation that there are those who find themselves in that situation. Because if we are still in the world where we celebrate documents, we praise launching of documents, then we still have a very long way to go. And the possibility for us not to achieve that is not only guaranteed, but it's only happen when you do not have a backup plan. If you have a friend that you trusted so much for a very long time, people change, people get married, for example. People become wives, become husbands. And in that ground, the engagement change. It happens with trade too. To say the rules did not change, it's only the time that they've changed, but the rules did not change. To say it's not permanent enemies or permanent friends, but just permanent interest. Let's look at cyber.
Egameno jomau yerele koko marungura, karishi ashike upsa kadhiwa pa uteknika, oliriwa omkundu wa pashigwana, upsa kadhiwa paliko, no hashivuru oku ya moshipara, uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition na umvoma wa vigaji miongo mbalina hamano, ii kondo epangero mahangano wa paumwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete tekero esikwa mirongo mbali naga alisikwa mbali naga nega apiriri maovigalio mirongo mbali naga mano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge movenduka oshiparashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopo ungomba ano cyber hygiene kene una okuironge kithira omashongo oko marungura no marongo kehopopeko jerongizo jo marungura na irwe inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatu maa kaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukapewa ompi mito yom tugumwe awedwa po hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba ogotungoka otakuka kara o VIP cyber gala dinner nuyere lounji wa maisha angiso no mapura puro kwatathana nayo konoraje tatu imwe onda tu ya tano omgoiheali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarelepo epanja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for...
Yeah, that is what we are talking about, securing Namibia Digital Future. And scenario planning can be used in many cases. And the negative part of not having a scenario planning, the situation that we see at the every beginning of the year where you see parents and teachers are fighting each other and guardians, that the capacity of the school is not allowing. You were advertising for people to come to your school, but the capacity of learners, and you find really an intensive fight where people are calling each other names. And the question is that have we incorporated scenario planning in terms of our strategic plan, what would happen? And for us to avoid confusion and can cost a lot of time and also finance. And today, we want some of these, not only skills, not only techniques, but some of this, knowledge need to be incorporated into the minds of young professionals, in the mind of students, in the minds of learners, as far as you want to incorporate, the knowledge of project planning, project management, as long as you want to incorporate the knowledge of computer literacy, the aspect of scenario planning will really be able to assist us to navigate through not only dangerous but unpredictable world, because nobody have anticipated what would be the reason for us not to achieve NDP 6. Nobody have anticipated what would be the reason. Have you anticipated what would be the possibilities? Then, it's very easier for you to counter that. Tatembwana said, was a platoon commander. And, I think the environment may change, the battleground may change, but there are always scenarios because you don't always get the intention of what you want from the battlefield. But there are always scenarios to say, if this happened, this is what happened. If you get caught, this is what happened. If he has this kind of weapon, you fire with this one. It's the same way to say, now you won the struggle militarily. Let's incorporate those tactics into the economic battleground. And everybody who is at the front line of the economy, it's not something sophisticated for only people who are in offices. Even when you have, let me give you a very small example. If you are a capanna seller and you can see that the weather is not weathering as you have expected, it's better for you to also understand that this is a time for me to go with an umbrella, or this is a time for me to take a gazebo if it's necessary. If you don't do that, if you don't plan for that, when you're going to run back home, other people will continue to make money because they have thought about that. And you see that every day, particularly to our informal operators. You have those who come prepared for any circumstances. What happened if that, taxi driver who pick you up and also having your stock is not, or who is also, carrying your stock is not there? Do you have somebody where you have to store your things? And I think it will also take stress from us, knowing exactly that life is life projects and also plans will not always go as according to what is written, but the field of implementation will always be able to determine the outcomes. You know, we celebrated, and I still have much respect to our NDP 6, because I believe it's the only the final jeopardy that we can hit the Vision 2030 with. whatever the outcome and the result, that would depend on how we are going to implement it. But we also receive a lot of shocks. One came with not only incoherence, but data not being presented as they were supposed to be presented, particularly the outcome of progress. If you have to ask somebody what is a progress report, because we have very good plan, strategic objectives, and within strategy, and it's my first time saying best plan, strategic objective, then you have economic enablers to say this is where you, this is what you want to achieve, this is how we are going to achieve it, this is who is going to do it, and this is where the resources are going to come from. Because if you look at that plan, it's well drafted because you have also have economic enablers. You don't only have strategic objectives. You don't only have key pillars, but you also have economic enablers. What you do not have is a possibility of external disruption. Then you can come and blame, Iran and also the USA. If that war continue for 3 years, we'll find ourselves in 2030. If that war continue like what is in Ukraine, which possibility is very high, we'll blame ourselves on them not achieving our things. But you ask yourself a question: why are countries in who are part of Shanghai Cooperation Organizations are thriving regardless of whatever happened around the world? Then you realize to say they are better equipped with planning. To say, and also when you have scenario planning, it's also easy for you to enter various fields. What happened? What happened if the dollar that we depend so much in terms of foreign exchange lose its value, especially when it comes to continental trade? Who are we going to align to in that aspect? Scenario planning have helped Russia to survive all the economic sanctions. Lack of scenario planning have cost Zimbabwe a very almost 130 billion lost because of sanctions. You know, lack of scenario planning have cost terrible mistakes. It's not only about institutions, but understanding scenario planning also have assisted somewhere somehow Iran to continue trading with oil regardless of the bombardment they are going through. It has also assisted China to continue operating, because if you look at the Chinese economy, it was never affected. Whether you have war, whether you have trade war, they find a way. Because they plan ahead, they plan for China, they plan for their future. And it can come back at home to say, we may be speaking about sophisticated terms, we may be speaking about, what we want. But the determinant factor of the outcome is not about the plan, always, but it's also about the anticipation of when we are going to pour those resources into the field, what would happen, and whether those who are at the forefront of implementation of those projects understand possibility of navigating through, or they are going to return money back to treasury. We don't want money to return back to treasury. That is one thing that we do not want, because you already do not have a lot. I was listening when Meshafoda was speaking today, especially commenting on the small portion of the developmental budget. And she said that it's not only that, but one of the things that she has stated is also financial prudence and also professionalism in resource utilization. But in that aspect, one will really be able to realize that what's going to define our overall achievement is not what we want, is how we are going to do it. And also, when we understand that things were always not going according to what you want. And while we are here, we are still indicating to say nobody is going to wait for us to develop. Nobody is going to take us from our house as young, educated Namibian people. Government can identify some, but not all of us. We must be able to come up with a plan, an economic plan. And that is one of the questions I've asked myself, especially completing university. One question I've asked myself is that, and it's a very painful question actually, to say what happened to me if I don't get a job 6 months after I graduate. And it's the same question, it's part of scenario planning. It's the same question that every young person who's going to graduate in April must ask him himself. And it's also the same question that parents too must be able to ask themselves, to say, what happened to my kid if he does not get a job, even in the next 2 years? Which possibility is very high after completing of a degree? Am I going to continue insulting the government? Am I going to be accusing somebody for doing something to my kid? Or am I going to be pragmatic and say, this is what we can advise if things go this way, which is possible, which is very high. To avoid stress, have a scenario in mind to say, if it goes this way, I go this way. If it does not go this way, I find this way. And it helps a lot who come to the reality, because it's good to be positive, but it's also very important and very healthy to be a realist person, to say, what happened if you do not get a job 6 months after graduation? Will you still continue depending on your parents? Will you still continue depending on your family? Are they going to give you the same love that they've been giving you when there was a possibility far? And what would you do? Are you going to be distracted, or you are going to find a way? And it can apply in many ways. That's why today we are saying that is not only something that should apply in terms of finance, but it's also in terms of personal development. What happened if your startup did not get that financial support that you've been applying for? What happened if you don't get a scholarship? And what happened if something happened to somebody that you love so much? Are you still going to continue moving forward? And that is a reality that everybody have to come to terms with. But, you know, that will bring us to the end of our conversation. And lack of scenario planning, which can be painful. People may think, no, you are not a good economic planner. You always have a negative in mind. But realize to say, the realist and the pessimist, they work hand in hand, because everybody is thinking about the future. But at the end of the day, it's not about what the person is thinking. It's also not about the good intention, but it's also about reaching that result. Because what we need is results, not the intention, not the plan, but a plan that is executed with a backup plan. So, dear listener, that will bring us to the end of our conversation. See you around. Bye-bye. And sharp.